Okay, this idea hit me hard because I've been thinking about facing my own demons. It says jiu-jitsu has no submission without position and applies it to spiritual warfare. You can't effectively cast out a demon unless you have spiritual position, authority, and control over it.
Wait, hold on. I push back on that for a second. Does that mean saying the right words or physically restraining someone is enough? I don't think so.
Exactly. The text's main argument is that Jesus demonstrates true position. In Mark 1, he healed people, cast out demons, and even forbade demons from speaking because they knew who he was.
Right. His authority controlled the outcome before any command was given. But then the disciples failed in Matthew 17 to evict a demon. That seems messy.
It is. They had seen Jesus do it and had been given authority in Luke 10, but their failure came from doubt and not fully standing in the authority given to them.
Jesus said their lack of faith blocked the flow of God's power. So it's not just technique.
And that tracks with the modern example of Mike Brewer. At 22, he encountered a demon in an Applebee's parking lot. He used physical control and commanded the spirit to leave, but the demon taunted him.
That's uncomfortable because it mirrors the disciples. He tried to operate in his own strength rather than partnership with the Holy Spirit.
The missing ingredient was connection with the Holy Spirit through Christ. I keep thinking about what that would look like if I had to face my own demons.
Okay, now I'm drawn into this. The text also discusses a demon spotter named Driftgate, who used Courts of Heaven case preparation to establish position, power, and authority against a demon called Deadbolt.
At first he relied on borrowed authority by repeating memorized words. But his breakthrough came when he stopped copying and declared, "I am not building a case against you out of fear. I am preparing to win."
That line changes the whole vibe. It's not fear-driven legalism, it's personal authority and belief in divine support. I want that in the competition with Deadbolt.
The critical takeaway is that demons can quote scripture and use Jesus' name, so words alone do not guarantee victory.
Agreed. Spiritual warfare requires position, which comes from authority flowing from God and is maintained by faith, seriousness before God, and partnership with the Holy Spirit.
Doubt or self-reliance blocks that authority. That's why the listener is encouraged to identify agreements or complaints that can be broken.
And to take Satan to court and develop personal spiritual authority rather than relying on borrowed techniques or isolated effort.
I like that. It turns the whole thing from panic into intentional spiritual posture.
And honestly, once I see Deadbolt as a case rather than a ghost story, I'm way more in.